Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Terrio Media. Did you know that up to 50% of your lifetime income will be wiped out by taxes? What if you could stop this madness? Isn't it about time you play on a level playing field with the wealthiest 1%? Now you can. Tim Berry, attorney at law, shares here each and every week current tactics and strategies that anyone can implement to hack the tax code, protect your assets, and keep what's rightfully yours. It's time for Tax Hacker Tuesday.
Welcome to the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. It is Tax Hacker Tuesday. Once again, it feels like we just did this last week, with my attorney and friend, Mr. Tim Berry. On Mondays here at Epic, we show you new and creative ways as well as time-honored ways of making money using real estate. And on Tuesdays, Tim shows you how to keep it. So if you have a question for Tim, you can go to taxhacker.com/questions and you can post it there. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Matt. How are you doing, sir?
Doing very well. Good to hear you again.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It has been. Like 7 whole days. you just got back from vacation, though.
I did lovely Costa Rica.
Wow, what is it like there? I have no clue. Is it a third world country or a first world? Is it all surfing? Is it all partying? What is it?
Yes to all of that.
I thought of all of those things when I hear that name, but I don't know which one is accurate.
Well, they're pretty much all accurate. There's a lot of partying. There's a lot of surfing. A lot of areas are first world. A lot of areas are third world. So it's just a very interesting place. And
yeah.
I guess I shouldn't say third world because that's kind of, you know, me put my judgments, you know, they don't have my Maseratis and all that other stuff. But it's a nice place. Very nice place.
They got plumbing indoors.
They do, but okay. I'll tell you, I stayed at one place that the plumbing was outdoors. It was very interesting, but it was unique in that you had to go outdoors and do what you had to do.
It was like an experience.
It was. It was an experience.
An adventure.
It was. It was. And it's right on the side of a cliff, so I'm not going to go on with the rest of the details.
That's great. Let's see. We're talking about, you were just sharing with me before we started recording that you just got a phone call from somebody who got a nasty letter from the IRS.
Yeah, she got a little love letter from the IRS saying that she owed $80,000. And, you know, this kind of goes to you get what you pay for. And so I was asking her some questions, finding out what the situation was. And she said, yeah, I talked to my current tax preparer. And my current tax preparer says, you're either going to pay it now or you're going to pay it later and you're going to have interest and penalties on it. So why don't you just pay it? Now, the thing is, as I was talking with her, I thought, well, gosh, this is something really easy to get away from. And I said, well, who's your tax preparer? And am I allowed to use names? Are we going to get thrown in jail if we use names for things?
Not if it's actually their name.
Okay. Well, this is a nationwide tax preparation group. Let's just keep it really simple and say that a nationwide tax preparation group.
All right.
And these people who they blow billions of dollars probably doing advertising on TV and people go to them. What most people don't realize is the way they get these tax return preparers is they offer courses during the summer on the teach retirees and other people how to do taxes, about tax knowledge. And now these retirees who don't know what's happening, they just think they're going to learn about taxes. For some reason, they're turned on by learning about taxes, think it's going to help with their portfolio. And so now this organization trains people. They have 6 weeks of courses or something like that. And at the end of it, they say, oh, by the way, now that you know about taxes, would you like to be a tax preparer? And in short, they have no knowledge, no background. And they get sucked into this thing. They think this would be kind of cool. And unfortunately, regular people go to these people to have taxes done and to have tax advice given. And it's going to end up costing them a fortune. And really the point I wanted to make on this is you get what you pay for. If you're going to go to these national organizations, you got to ask the person, hey, do you have any fancy initials behind your name? How long have you been doing this? Are you aware of basic tax stuff? Because if you got somebody who just started last month, they're going to end up costing you a fortune. They might have saved you on the front end if you only paid $99 for your tax return getting done. But on the back end, if you have a tax issue, you're going to end up owing tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes due to their incompetence.
Got it. So this person, this lady that called you, went for a second opinion after getting this initial advice.
Yep, and, she called me, yeah.
Okay, can you share, like, what are the actions you advise her to take to not pay this $80,000?
Oh, yeah, write a letter to the IRS and attach her bank statement to it.
And what does that do?
Oh, it showed that she did nothing wrong. It was just backing up and giving proof of what she put on her tax return. But once again, the genius at the national tax prep firm didn't understand that, didn't know that. They probably didn't know anything about audits whatsoever. And so since they didn't have that knowledge base to go to, they couldn't tell her it's as easy as writing a letter to the IRS and giving it a bank statement showing proof of backing up what she put on her tax return.
Got it. So it was just really just more of a, she called someone who actually knew what they were looking at, and because you've done this before.
Yeah.
Once or twice.
Once or twice.
You know, that it just made me think of something, because you just shared with us a little bit behind the secrets of these tax preparers or what they go. What happens behind the curtain is that it's a 6-week crash course, and then they're put in front of a computer and a customer. Something else I was always curious about, maybe you could shed some light on, when it's on TV a lot, people that are companies that promote their ability to minimize your tax obligation, like the debt that you owe, like we can slash at pennies on the dollar. What is the strategy? What did they do? What's going on there on those TV commercials?
Woo, where do I begin on that? And you know, this is a perfect segue.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. The fancy legal phrase is OIC, offer and compromise, where you make an offer to the IRS to mitigate your taxes and you guys work out some sort of compromise. That's the fancy name. And that's a perfect segue because, and let's kind of parse the phrase you use. You get these people advertising on TV. So you have all these people who are now self-proclaimed experts. And most of these people don't have a clue what they're doing. They're just following a flow chart. And if your situation gets a little bit off the flow chart, they're lost. But they really don't care, because what those organizations do, they whenever you call up and say, hey, I owe the IRS $100,000, they say, cool, give us $8,000. We're going to submit this offer and compromise to the IRS. We're going to settle for pennies on the dollar, and your life's going to be perfect, and you're going to live happily ever after. What they don't tell you is a lot of these OICs are rejected and kicked out. And so now you pay them the $8,000, they do their work, and they may not test it to see if it's going to work out. The IRS even has a website for you to test it, but these people typically don't do that. They just do the work. They submit it to the IRS. It takes about a year for the IRS to get back, and whenever the IRS rejects their offer, they say, whoops, sorry, we did the best we could. We earned our $8,000. You're just out of luck. And what they don't tell people, a lot of these organizations don't tell people, some might be good, but most of them don't, is that 90% of the OICs are rejected. And the real fun, the real reason why you're paying someone, is to overcome the objection, stick with it, and then get the ultimate offer and compromise. And let me follow that up a little bit. These things can be super duper effective. I've had a lot of clients who've owed a lot of money. I literally had one guy who owed over $1 million. We were able to get the IRS to agree to $2,000 to settle his tax bill.
Wow.
So these things can be effective if you fit the right fact pattern. Quick side note, the guy who could have settled for $2,000, he was complaining because he didn't know where he was going to get the $2,000 from. You just can't make people happy. You just can't make them happy.
That's funny. So these companies, they don't have any more leverage over that situation than a person would acting on their own behalf then.
They don't have more leverage. What they hopefully do is have a lot more knowledge, because the OIC it's almost a piece of art what you submit to the IRS and the way that you fill it in and do the proper stuff.
Got it. Got it.
And then a quick side note too, since we're on this subject, if you're somebody who hasn't filed taxes in years and you're terrified of the IRS coming in, kicking down the door and you hauling you away to jail, because either A, you haven't filed, or B, you owe a ton in taxes. There was a court case the other day of somebody owed $2 million to the IRS, and they're still squabbling about collecting. No talk about throwing the guy in jail or anything like that, but they're just squabbling about collecting. And even now, this guy who owes the $2 million, if he does things right, more than likely, you just file, if you haven't filed in a few years, you file everything right now today as fast as possible, get back into the system. You raise your hand, tell the IRS you owe $5 million, and then you file one of these offer on compromises and say, hey, I owe this $5 million, but I can only afford to pay you $50,000. Will you accept it? And there's a very high likelihood it will be accepted.
Huh. So you're saying people like Nicolas Cage has options?
Well, I don't know. Does he owe back taxes?
Oh, that's, he's kind of notorious for that. That's why he's come out with so many crummy movies, because he's working to pay off the IRS. And then Wesley Snipes actually went to jail.
Yeah, well, he did fraudulent stuff. He followed the wrong type of advice. So,
okay.
Yeah, he done wrong.
He went to the Al Capone school of tax evasion.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. But yeah, these people, Nicolas Cage or whoever, if they owe taxes, and this is the mind blower to me, if they only knew and or went to somebody who knew how to do things correctly, a lot of these taxes can be just wiped out. If people only knew how easy it was to get away from IRS collection activity, a lot of people wouldn't be paying taxes. It's insane.
Huh. All right, so we can end it with that. You get what you pay for.
You get what you pay for.
All righty. That's awesome. So whenever you're ready to have Tim customize a tax hacker blueprint for you, we talked about that a few episodes ago, and we've led off each episode with sharing what that's all about. Whenever you're ready for that, so you can minimize the amount of the hard-earned money you send to Uncle Sam and how to protect and keep what you got, go to taxhacker.com, download Tim's free book to help you navigate the new tax plan. And then after you've done that, you'll have the opportunity to schedule some time with Tim. And either he or one of his team members will get on the phone with you for a short 5 to 10 minute call to assess your situation and tell them that you want your tax hacker blueprint, and then they'll just take it from there. Alrighty? Boy, it's been a while since I read that closing. I stumbled all over it. Any last bits of advice there, Tim?
Nothing other than you get what you pay for. And by the way, you don't have to overpay for things either, but if you go to the cheapest source, you're probably going to end up paying in the long run.
Get the cheapest service, right?
Yeah.
Sweet. Alrighty, so that's it for Tim and myself, and we'll see you next week for another episode of Tax Hacker Tuesday on the Epic Real Estate Investing Show.
That's it for today, as we dream of a tax system that works just for you. But until then, you have Tim Barry. See you next Tuesday for another episode of Tax Hacker Tuesday.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.